KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky at 67 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny this afternoon, a high around 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, State Auditor Mary Mosman says the governor and legislators are doing some good things with the state budget, but she says there are some challenges ahead. Mosman released her review of the budget on Monday.
Our budget is balanced. We are doing very well in adhering to sound budgeting principles, which is essential for government entities. The deviations that we have are minimal. We have practically eliminated using one-time revenue sources for ongoing expenditures. The multi-year accelerated financial commitments have expired, and we are doing a better job of using best estimates available in the budget.
Mosman had praise for the handling of the drop in revenue where the state tax collections came in below the forecast revenue.
We did react timely when it became clear that our revenues were not coming in as expected. So again, the legislature and the governor's office showed fiscal discipline and budgeting responsibility by making sure that the state's expenditures did not exceed its resources.
The state had to use $131 million in cash reserves to cover the shortfall in tax revenues. Mosman said things won't get any easier in trying to forecast state revenue.
Gaining a better understanding of Iowa's changing revenue environment and managing it will be one of our greatest challenges and opportunities this upcoming year. But we also need to have accountability and transparency in matters that impact our revenues, such as tax credits and abatements.
She expanded on her view of the state tax credits and abatements.
What I'm specifically saying with any type of credit or abatement is the expected return needs to be known, it needs to be evaluated, it needs to be available for the decision makers. And in at least of the, since I've been your state auditor, the three tax credit reports that we've issued, that was clear in our reports that return on investment is not consistently or necessarily accurately reported.
She says it's important for the decision makers to keep up on all the factors that can impact state tax revenues, including the impact of online sales.
Just like our past performance, just like the economy, like the farm economy and things like that, they have to take into the current demographics. How are people making their purchases? Are they purchasing goods and services which are taxed, or are they purchasing services which are not necessarily taxed?
Mosman said the state is challenged to strive for greater predictability on the revenue side in order to be able to react to not to the future. Well, patrons of two area school districts will head to the polls today to decide the fate of separate bond referendums. In Cass County, voters in the Griswold School District will determine whether or not a $9.9 million general obligation bond issue will pass or fail. If approved, it will mean the district's facilities will be combined to one campus on Griswold. The district's facilities in Elliott and Lewis would be closed and bonds issued to build a new 33,000-square-foot elementary building out of the south side of the Griswold Middle School High School building. It would allow for two classrooms per grade level, an area for special education and preschool, as well as a multi-purpose area which would serve as an auditorium, gym, and cafeteria. The administrative offices would be moved into the new building and the old offices turned into classrooms. The polls are open from noon until 8 today at the Lewis Library along with the Elliott and Griswold community buildings. In Montgomery County, the polling place for the patrons of the Red Oak School District is at the Gold Building on the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. The hours to cast ballots are the same as those in the Griswold District, noon to 8 p.m. Absentee voting, though, is available at the Montgomery County Auditor's Office until 11 a.m. today. Voters there will decide on a $19.9 million general obligation bond issue designed to reduce the number of school campuses from four to three. A 60% supermajority of votes is needed to be cast in favor of the referendum in order for it to pass. If the bond is approved, the district's pre-K and kindergarten students will be housed at the Washington Elementary School in Red Oak, the first through sixth graders at the Inman Primary School, and seventh and through 12th grade students at the Red Oak High School. All three buildings will be renovated accordingly. The move is designed to save the district about $400,000 per year. The total cost of the project is $29.16 million, with the state penny sales tax making up the difference. Officials of the Harlan Police Department issued their regular activities report Monday afternoon. Authorities said on June the 18th, 60-year-old Cindy Jo Cassidy of Harlan was arrested following a call for service about a possible shoplifter. Cassidy was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with theft in the fourth degree. And on June 15th, 41-year-old Joshua Urena of Harlan was cited for driving while suspended and violation of financial liability coverage following a traffic stop near 12th and Industrial Avenue in Harlan. Elsewhere in area news this morning here on KJAN, in an update to our report we brought to you yesterday, the Cass County Sheriff's Office confirmed that no injuries were reported following a rollover accident north of Atlantic Sunday evening. Authorities said 18-year-old Victoria Irene Krogh of rural Atlantic was driving a 2003 Buick Century westbound on Boston Road at around 5:25 p.m. Sunday when the car went out of control on the gravel surface. The vehicle rolled onto its top in the south ditch and came to rest on a fence. The accident happened about three-quarters of a mile east of 590th Street. Krogh was trapped inside the vehicle for a time until she could be freed by Marnie Fire and Rescue. There were no citations issued, and damage from the accident amounted to just over $5,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 40-year-old Teresa Joan Early of Creston was arrested Friday evening at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Early was taken into custody on two Union County warrants, one for theft in the fourth degree and two counts of forgery, and one warrant for forgery. She was being held in the Union County, in the Ringgold County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man wanted on a Taylor County warrant was found in an abandoned house Saturday afternoon about 4 miles west of Shambaugh. Joseph Cody Foster was taken into custody at around 3:15 p.m. Saturday on an active warrant for failure to appear to serve time in the Taylor County Jail on a previous conviction. Foster was located at 2570 270th Street and turned over to Taylor County authorities. Officials at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported four recent arrests. Early Saturday morning, 41-year-old Jason Ryan Dale of Council Bluffs was arrested after he crashed his motorcycle and took off on foot. Authorities say Dale was operating a 2003 Harley-Davidson northbound on North Broadway Street at South Linden Street at around 2:17 a.m. Saturday and was clocked at 46 in a 35-mile-per-hour zone. When the deputy tried to pull him over, Dale sped off, but he crashed at 614 Spencer Avenue. He then tried to run, but was taken into custody after a brief foot pursuit. He allegedly displayed signs of impairment and was charged with OWI first offense, driving while revoked and eluding. Friday night, 25-year-old Matthew James Maley of Council Bluffs was arrested outside of his place of employment on a warrant for domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow. Maley was arrested without incident and brought to the Pott County Jail. Also arrested late Friday night in Pott County was 21-year-old Daniel Scott Rauch of Oakland. He faces a charge of public intoxication after deputies responded to North Street in Antique City Drive in Walnut for a report of an unconscious male. Rauch was subsequently released on a citation at the scene of his arrest. And 42-year-old Marcos Jarquin of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a warrant charging him with three counts of probation violation and one count of fraudulent practices. Jarquin was then returned to the custody of jail staff. Finally, in local news, the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee will meet this evening at 5:30 at City Hall, and during their session, the committee will discuss the possible purchase of land from the Ethel Othout Revocable Trust. Local businesses paying into the transient merchant permit, a fee schedule for Freedom of Information Act requests, changing a resolution for awards, recognition, condolences, health issues, and discussion with regard to the electronic city council packets. The Personnel and Finance Committee will also discuss payroll procedures, a preference in claims reporting, and receive a report and draft on financial policies for the city. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.